at the NAFB convention, I'm visiting with Spencer Chase. And Spencer, you are one of the NAFB Foundation Scholarship winners. Before we get into that, tell me just a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
Well, right now I'm a junior at South Dakota State University in Brookings. I'm originally from Woolsey, South Dakota. It's a small town just outside of Huron. Grew up on a diversified farm. We raise about 150 head of livestock and then also run about 1,100 acres of cropland. So have a fairly strong agricultural background, really passionate and interested in the university or in the industry. And I just think it's something that I've always wanted to promote, but I just wasn't sure how I wanted to go about that until, you know, ag broadcasting really came about.
So you have an interest in farm broadcasting.
Yep, I interned down at WNAX in Yankton this summer, and then I've worked at the National FFA Convention as an intern there in their newsroom twice. And, you know, it's something that I've really found interesting, just hear how agriculturalists tell their story and how they want to be portrayed within the media and portrayed to the world, really. And that's kind of the job of farm broadcasters, I think, is to, you know, maybe it's not our job to kind of go out there and just boost everything that farmers are doing. But you know what? Let's level the playing field. Let's make sure the truth is being told and not slanted.
Well, let's face it. On the broadcast side, most of the people listen aren't farming, for example. So you got to keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you need to make sure that you aren't slanting your information at all, because you know what? There's no such thing as a slant to the truth. If you're telling the truth, you don't have to worry about, you know, being in trouble, because you know what? Everything you're saying is 100% factual.
So what does this scholarship mean to you?
You know, this scholarship means a lot to me because it's going to take off the financial burden of paying for my education, because, you know, I am in the process of financing my own education, and it's something that's hard as a 21-year-old college student. And so, you know, being a recipient of this scholarship, which is, you know, a fairly sizable scholarship, it's really taking a lot of weight off my shoulders.
Well, we are looking forward to hopefully kind of keeping tabs on you, see how you do, and maybe welcome you into the industry someday. Thank you very much. That's Spencer Chase, one of the NAFB Foundation Scholarship winners here at the convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.